Here on a Tuesday edition of Downtown, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Sean Anders, who directed the movie Daddy's Home, featuring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, which is available now on Blu-ray, DVD, and as well as iTunes. Sean, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, reading your bio, it lists you as an unimpressive student in a school and that then worked a few crappy jobs before finding that big break. Can you tell us about how you got into this business in general?
Yeah. I'd always been a movie lover and always wanted to make a movie and didn't have any money and didn't have any wherewithal to do that. And then, once the technology had caught up where I could actually make a movie with a crappy home video camera and edit it on a crappy laptop, I went ahead and started working with a bunch of my buddies in Phoenix, making a movie, really just purely for fun. Never had any thought that it could lead to any of this. Never thought I'd be on the radio in Maine years later because of it. And we just made a movie just to have a good time. And then it turned into one thing kind of led to another. The movie got into some theaters and got into some film festivals and was seen by some agents. And it happened really quite by accident.
Now, you mentioned Maine. You, of course, grew up in a small town in Wisconsin. Do you think that environment really lends itself to developing comedic values well?
I do. I think cold weather makes people funnier. I moved from Wisconsin to Arizona at a certain point when I was in my late 20s, and I was really surprised to find that people in Arizona were just so much more relaxed and in some ways, well, I was going to say nicer, but of course people are very nice in Wisconsin. But I think that there's something about cold weather and high winds that just makes people funnier. You kind of have to have a sense of humor when you walk out your front door in the morning and get your ass kicked that hard. You know?
Well, Sex Drive is a movie I remember watching in theaters and one that I really enjoyed watching at the time, and rewatching it is also great. Does that mean more to you as a movie since it was one of your first major directorial debuts?
Yeah, it really means the world to me. That movie was... It was such a great experience, and it was, you know, there was so much of me and in some of those characters, and anytime anybody brings it up or anytime somebody says, oh, I saw that movie and I love that movie, it really means everything to me. I really love that movie more than I probably even should.
Now, you've had a hand in writing a ton of great movies. You've also directed quite a few now as well. What are some of the difficulties in directing compared to just writing the words on a script?
Well, you know, directing, especially comedies, especially big Hollywood comedies, is a very collaborative job. You know, you're working with, in my case, a writing partner, and you're usually working side by side with whoever your main actors are. There's a lot of studio involvement and all of that. So I think the most difficult part, and the part that, you know, I hope that I've become good at along the way, is that you're constantly kind of walking that line between, you know, in this big collaboration among a number of people, and everybody, at least in my case, I've been lucky. Everyone you're working with is always just trying to make the best movie possible, and everybody's always really passionate and working really hard. So you have that going for you, but you know, like anything else, I'm sure anybody who's listening to this, you know, whatever job you work, you have a lot of other people you have to work with in your job. You have to go to meetings. You have to, figure things out with a team. It's not all about you, you know, and sometimes that can make it harder and sometimes it can make it better, but it's definitely a huge part of the job. And it's a part that I think people don't think of when they think of directors of you're not just working with the crew and the cast, you're working with a huge number of people from start to finish.
We're talking with Sean Anders here, who directed the movie Daddy's Home, featuring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, available today on Blu-ray, DVD, as well as iTunes. Now, Sean, what in your opinion makes a good comedy?
Look, I mean, it's so subjective of the, you know, one person finds one thing funny and doesn't find something else funny and vice versa. You know, look, for me personally, the comedies that I grew up on, whether they were, you know, John Hughes comedies or some of the, you know, Bill Murray movies or Caddyshack or, you know, I just feel like there was always a positivity in those movies. And that's what I respond to most, is that I love comedies that aren't afraid to kind of be positive and kind of let you feel good. And I feel like a lot of, you know, I come from a blue collar family, and I feel like a lot of times when people go see a comedy, they just want to laugh and they just want to feel good. You know, they've been working hard all day, and those are the kind of movies that I gravitate towards. They're just movies that allow people to just kind of, and I hope that was really our intention with Daddy's Home, is that we really felt like when you see that movie and you enjoy that movie, I think you're going to feel great at the end if that's the kind of thing you go in for.
Yeah, Daddy's Home had a great concept. I like the idea and the plot premise behind that. And it made all the better because of the chemistry between Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And it seemed like it really bled through in their real life as well.
Yeah, well, the guys truly do like each other and enjoy each other. And that's, you know, as a director, you can't ask for anything more than that because it always shows through. You know, I'm not going to lie to you, when people don't get along, you can hide it. But when people do get along, you can't hide it, and that's great, because when people are really kind of feeling the love on set, there's something about that that just bleeds through out of the screen, and it's always really helpful.
Well, if you go out and buy the Blu-ray today, in addition to the great and hilarious movie that you directed, there's also some commentary from Will, Mark, and yourself. Can you give us a little glimpse on what someone might receive if they go and watch that commentary?
Oh, the commentary, I'm not really sure. I wasn't there when Will and Mark recorded it, but I know there's a lot of great stuff on the DVD, and in particular, there's a fun moment that I'm really glad got on the DVD. There's a scene that we cut out of the movie where you actually get to see Mark in action in his kind of special ops, other life, and it's just kind of a fun, ridiculous, very short but fun scene that was sort of a bummer that we had to cut out of the movie. But tonally, it didn't quite fit with the rest of the movie. But as a deleted scene on a DVD, it's a lot of fun to see.
Director Sean Anders of the movie Daddy's Home, featuring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, which is available today on Blu-ray, DVD, and as well for purchase on iTunes. Sean, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck in the rest of your career.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck with that snow.